Hi, and welcome to this lesson, this audio lesson, on how to say these 12 English idioms. And this is going to give you lots and lots of accent reduction practice, but you will also learn 12 idioms at the same time that are used quite often, actually. And they're all based, animal-based idioms. So I'm going to say the idiom first. And then I'm going to say the sentence that I've provided in the training lesson. So the first one is night owl or night owl. If you're doing more towards the received pronunciation, it's night owl. Otherwise, night owl, night owl. Because the T links to the owl, but you hear the I. So the T has a vowel before and after it, so it devolves to the D, the flapped D. Night owl or night owl, if you're doing the received pronunciation. Here's the sentence. He's a real night owl. Now, what I suggest you do is, while you're practicing this, also practice the melody and the intonation and where I make a pause and the stressed words. So just mimic me exactly. Okay, he's a real night owl. He parties most nights till the early hours. And again, he's a real night owl. He parties most nights till the early hours. And the next one, scaredy cat. Scaredy cat. Don't be such a scaredy cat. That dog won't hurt you. He's very gentle. And again, don't be such a scaredy cat. That dog won't hurt you. He's very gentle. And the next one, average bear. She climbed Everest last year, so she's definitely tougher than the average bear. And again, she climbed Everest last year, so she's definitely tougher than the average bear. And the next one, high horse. I think you can get off your high horse now. I saw you smoking behind the house, so don't pretend that you think your brother should stop smoking. And again, I think you can get off your high horse now. I saw you smoking behind the house, so don't pretend that you think your brother should stop smoking. And the next one, busy bee. She's such a busy bee, she can't even find time to have a coffee with me. And again, she's such a busy bee, she can't even find time to have a coffee with me. And the next one, social butterfly. I didn't realize they were such social butterflies. They're always out visiting people all weekend. Always out. Don't forget to do your linking as well. And there, don't make it they are, it's there. I didn't realize they were such social butterflies. They're always out visiting people all weekend. And number seven is fish out of water. Fish out of, fish out of, fish out of. There's a link there, two links. He felt like a fish out of water in his new school. And again, he felt like a fish out of water in his new school. Number eight, eager beaver. You're an eager beaver. You got here an hour before everyone else. And again, you're an eager beaver. You got here an hour before everyone else. And number nine is sitting duck. Those soldiers out in the middle of the field are sitting ducks. And again, Those soldiers out in the middle of the field are sitting ducks. The number 10 is cold turkey, cold turkey. You can do an elision there. The D can be dropped because D and T are made in the same place in the mouth. Cold turkey. I don't know how she did it. She went cold turkey after so many years of drug addiction. And again, I don't know how she did it. She went cold turkey after so many years of drug addiction. And I have a second sentence here. Just like that, he quit cold turkey even though he loved surfing. And again, just like that, he quit cold turkey even though he loved surfing. And number 11 is stool pigeon. That stool pigeon the police planted, better watch out or he'll be in big trouble. And again, that stool pigeon the police planted, better watch out or he'll be in big trouble. And last but not least, hornet's nest. Their remarks about women not being as good company leaders as men stirred up a real hornet's nest. And again, their remarks about women not being as good company leaders as men stirred up a real hornet's nest. Okay, well done. So keep practicing. The more material you have to practice, the better. And as I said before, at the same time, you're learning some very common idioms. Bye for now.